Perth Live Sport with Brad Hardy.
17 to 5. G'day, Brad. What's the latest on day one of the fifth test? How'd we go at the end there?
G'day, Jenna. Oh, what about that? Mm. It was unbelievable. I was just about ready to almost declare, like most pundits, that it was England's day. But, gee, didn't they capitulate right at the end? We know that it started late, as you were well aware, because you had to come on air a little later. And with the rain, it was a good toss to win. Joe Root won it, elected to bat. They looked in a little bit of trouble at, you know, 3 for 95. But both Cook and Stoneman got a bit of a start. So did Vince, and then just couldn't go on with it. But they really looked steady, and I thought, here we go. This is it. We might be seeing something out of England here. And, of course, when the new ball came in, mate, bang, bang, one after the other. And why on earth? I don't know. Look, I'd have to check at the tape. I think it was 9 balls to go when Johnny Bairstow came out. Surely they sent out Tom Curran, the night watchman. It might have been exacerbated by the fact that Joe Root had got out and maybe hadn't had a chance to get organised or whatever, but Trevor Bayliss must have been in discussions with the rest of the team to say, well, look, we should really put Tom Curran in, shouldn't we, for 9 balls, just try and hold up an end and try and save one of your better strikers, Johnny Bairstow, until tomorrow, Jenna, but they didn't.
Massive opportunity lost there for the travelling side. Hey, why is Mitch Johnson being rested all of a sudden?
Well, I think, you know, it's not a bad game to be rested. You're a fast bowler going up against the Bash Brothers up there at in Brisbane tomorrow. Look, I think he's done a wonderful job, Mitch. He's in pretty good shape. They're 4-0, which is great. And I think they just think, well, it's got to give someone else a go, just in case. And Joel Parris is coming into the side. We won't lose too much with Joel coming in, because he's been a fine T20 player over the period of time. But I dare say they just want to get some sort of runs in other people as well, because we're in a pretty good position right now, the Scorchers, to certainly make the finals and then make our own luck from there. But you just, as I say, probably insurance, you know, give him a bit of a rest, don't overwork him, don't overtax him, don't fly him halfway across the country to do it. And just in case, come the finals, if someone happened to get injured, whether it's Mitch or someone else for that matter, Joel Parris has got a game under his belt.
And they're dropping like flies at the tennis, Brad.
Aren't they? What? I heard Nick just talking about that before, of the scores. But, Bernard Tomic, surprise, surprise. I said to Ollie a few weeks ago, I said, there's no way known this bloke will get up for the Australian Open by going through the qualifiers for a wild card. Tennis Australia, to their credit, said, no, you know, your ranking slipped to 140 now. If you want to play, you have to play in the qualifiers, the wild card qualifiers. She wrote, he's not going to be doing that, so he's not going to be playing. And unfortunately, one of the real draw cards, Andy Murray, who has got a real bad hip problem, he can have an operation, so he won't be playing either, Jenna. And look, sometimes they don't come back from there. He's only 29, but sometimes they don't come back from there. I think the most celebrated player I can remember who had a hip injury and an operation, who didn't quite come back after he won 2 or 3 majors, was Gustavo Kuerten many, many years ago.
A while ago now. Good luck to him, though. Fingers crossed that he can get back to some form. It's 4:45, Brad Hardy. We will catch up with you again tomorrow. Thank you.
Jenna, look forward to it. Make sure people get on the Ross's options tomorrow afternoon online. There's some fantastic lines available, my